This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's really amazing how politically correct and dumbed down the mainstream media has become, the old dinosaur media, and the people that still subscribe to its twisted ideas. Mark Cuban, who I think of as a guy with a lot of courage and somebody who I know is a libertarian, at least in the closet, because I've worked with him a little bit. We're going to play this tape coming up later. Came out, as you know, yesterday and said we're all bigots at some level. We all discriminate. No matter what color you are, it's going on. And he said, you know, if I see somebody in a parking lot with a hoodie over their head, even though I probably shouldn't think they're a criminal, criminals sometimes dress like that, I may walk the other side of the street. But it doesn't mean I dislike people for their color. I'm paraphrasing. It's just that we've all got to admit that we discriminate. Well, yeah, I mean, if a motorcycle gang pulls up around you and it's the Hell's Angels and they start making comments at you, you're not discriminating against them in a bad way to think it might be good to get out of here. It's like if you walk in a restaurant and it turns out to be a rough bar. One time by the San Antonio Zoo, we were hungry after we'd gone. Looked like a nice restaurant. We pulled in. We go in. We sit down. And it was a gay pickup joint. And I'm not against gay people, but it was going on in there, a bunch of drunk gay guys. And he said, you know what? We got a bunch of small children. We're going to go. And if that would have been a heterosexual meat market pickup joint, we would have left. I mean, it's just, it's kind of like if you're going on a vacation, you take your kids to a family-friendly resort. You don't try to get them into, what is it called, Sandals? I guess that's an adult resort. I've seen the ads on TV. That's discrimination. Those places discriminate and say, we don't want kids here. I wouldn't want to be part of a country club that was white only or black only, but they got both. And if people want to just be around that, that's their issue. So let's get it straight. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and had black friends I played football with and baseball with. And a lot of times I would go over to their house. Some of the black folks I knew lived in middle-class affluent areas. Other ones lived in what you'd call the ghetto. And my parents, I guess, were so what you'd call open-minded at the time. They'd say, sure, son, go spend the weekend with your black friend in the ghetto. And I'd be there, and black people come out of their houses and say, I don't like cracker asses around here. You get out of here, I'm going to kill you. So, needless to say, I didn't go too many times to stay in the ghetto. I was being discriminated against. Does that mean that I dislike black people? No, because I'm not going to blame all black people because I have been around racist blacks. And believe me, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, folks. I mean, there are, I'd probably say, at least when I grew up, 20-30% of black folks are uber racist. And I mean out in the open. They don't hide it, and they're proud of it. I haven't lived in Dallas since I was 16 years old, so I don't know if it's that bad today. But I go up to Dallas sometimes, and I've run into it and had the comments made to me. And it's just the media acts like only white people are racist. And I got to tell you, I'm a white person, and I know. Because I've been everywhere, from deer camps to corporate boardrooms. Most white people are guilty, self-loathing, anti-white, self-loathing whites, self-hating whites. It's just all a lie. And the propaganda has really worked well. So the whites are all guilty and hate themselves, and they can go, well, prove you're a good white, turn your guns in. Prove you're a good white, be a socialist. That's what this is all about.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential courtroom situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking a hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Come with me into the trees. We lay on the grass and let hours pass. Take my hand, come back to the land. Let's get away just for one day. Let me see you stripped.
The Alex Jones Show.
Because there is a war on.
Let me see you stripped.
Let me hear you speak for me. I want to hear your ideas without the television telling you what to think.
Metropolis has nothing on this. You breathing in fumes. I taste one weak kiss. Take my hand.
Come back to the land
where everything's ours
for just a few hours. It is Friday, ladies and gentlemen. The 23rd day of May, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. There is so much to cover on the economy, on the First Amendment, on Al-Qaeda terrorists at Guantanamo Bay, getting better treatment than our vets. Harry Reid says Obama needs to start acting as a dictator. We have just got so much to cover today. And in the last 30 minutes, we have a think tank expert joining us to break down Obamacare with the subsections and how it creates what they call biosurveillance, tracking everything you do at the doctor, all your secrets, all your private info, fed into every federal and state bureaucracy to then be leaked to the media. Seriously hardcore information. Also, there's video of this. You know, I always talk about eco-science, written by the White House science czar and Paul Ehrlich, top globalist, eugenicist. He's back in the news in Newsbusters, saying alarmist Paul Ehrlich predicts need to eat the bodies of our dead or Soylent Green to survive the population bomb that he wrote back in the 60s. It's been proven to be total bull. So they're just recycling more of the same. Meanwhile, actress says on Conan O'Brien that TSA pat-down gives her a head orgasm. This is part of the ongoing propaganda of all these Hollywood people that are constantly going, I love being groped. I love it. All of you should just go along with it when they're flying on private jets. Also, the robots are coming, and they are replacing warehouse workers and fast food employees. We're going to break down that InfoWars article. All this and more is coming up. Hey, guys, will you check this article and find out why there's not a byline on it? I need to watch that because we just updated the new website design, and I'm seeing some of those bugs, just a program note. So I don't have time to remember it during the break. I'll just say it now. There's so much other good news. This election was going on yesterday, and we had Lord Christopher Monckton on. He really is an important guy. He's very interesting as well. An inventor, journalist, you name it, and scientist. He helped start UKIP with Nigel Farage, a fellow that's been on our show many times over the years. UKIP makes sweeping gains across the UK and UK elections, becomes threat to main parties. Pin power, French rightist leads anti-EU drive. And basically, it's a libertarian movement through the old right-wing skeleton in Europe that's been compromised. And you're seeing sweeping gains in the EU Parliament by UKIP, now spreading into Europe. You're seeing sweeping gains across local elections and national elections. Again, that's why the globalists and Bilderberg are obsessed with the real Ron Paul, Alex Jones, libertarian Tea Party, started in 2006 or so by Ron Paul supporters and myself. We called them Tea Party events, Ron Paul rallies. On record. Not taking credit here. I'm telling you where it came from. They began in 2007, 8, and 9 going out and taking over Republican and Democratic events and shouting them down at press conferences and speeches. The Republicans wisely, the establishment, tried to then go take it over and dominate it so that they wouldn't get attacked. Rick Perry started saying, let's secede, you know, let's arrest everybody in the government, but not actually doing what he said, but that got the heat off of them. But they were unable to fully co-opt it, so now they're trying to kill it. We're putting photos on screen from, actually, 2004, when it started in Boston and San Francisco and other areas, but didn't get big until 2006, 7, 8, 9. The point is that I watched it all unfold at the time, and they tried to take it over. Karl Rove and all the rest of them. It didn't work. So now you've got the Republican leadership, and I know I state this, people need to know this is the fight, with the Democrats giving money against the Tea Party. And you've got attempts to bring it down. But it's very exciting that Le Pen's daughter is storming to power. I happen to know from Bob Chapman and others that she is a listener. You try to get Le Pen on, by the way, guys. She speaks English. And Farage, of course, is a listener, Farage. And I'm not taking credit for my show. I'm saying we have always been at the very tip of the spear, cutting edge of real libertarian movement worldwide. So is Ron Paul, obviously, in an even bigger way. And people see Rand Paul hanging out with Rupert Murdoch at the Kentucky Derby and get freaked out by that. Or they see Ted Cruz surging in the polls and meeting with Republican leadership. That's the establishment trying to meet with people they weren't able to strangle in their crib, like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, who the Republican Party tried to beat both of them in the primaries. So that's what's going on there. And obviously, Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are going to have to, at least on the surface, and the system knows this, by the way, play ball with the establishment to not be totally destroyed. But the establishment also realizes they've run out of options. People aren't going to buy into the gimmick of a woman running for president. They'd vote for a woman if she was a patriot. People know there's a voting fraud, but if they engage in voting fraud, there'll be a revolution. And Ted Cruz is telling it like it is, saying the Democrats want to repeal the First Amendment. We're going to play that clip coming up. So we've got a real choice to make here. Are we going to let the Republican Party fully destroy the Tea Party, or are we going to stand up for it and try to get the Tea Party candidates into office across the nation? And the answer is we need to get Tea Party candidates in 2014. We need to see a total sweep ahead of the general election in 2 years by Tea Party candidates. And I've always been a purist, and people know that. But the Democrats are loaded for bear, and they are trying to fully get rid of the Republican Party. So there's not even an option. And they understand the main threat to their hegemonic power is a libertarian takeover of the Republicans. So we've got to fulfill their greatest fears and put wind into those sails and understand they've got their main forces attacking the Tea Party because it's the main venue worldwide to defeat them. The Tea Party / UKIP movement worldwide are just traditionalists where you have families, you get to keep a little bit of your money, you get to have a little bit of factories and jobs. I mean, the Tea Party is not one-tenth as radical as it should be. It's what the Democrats would have been in the 1960s, or the Republicans would have been in the 1970s or 80s. But the globalists have radicalized things so much in the Overton window that now you've got open communism being promoted by Democratic members of the Congress. And you've got open announcements that the family's evil and must be eradicated, and that total socialism is the way to go. And you've got open moves, we're going to play the clip, of the Democrats to end free speech, to bring in the fairness doctrine over the internet and print media, and to bring in a new dark age of political control. Because they are authoritarians and they're unpopular, they've got to do it. And they want to bring in unlimited illegals, 30 million that are here, 30 plus million more that are about to be here, and let them bring their families in to checkmate, to give them driver's license to vote and be given welfare to politically sink the ship. The whole battle is being joined right now. And we've got to defeat the radicals that are anti-gun, anti-family, anti-sovereignty. And to the establishment's realizing they've now reached the point of the plunge. Do they really feel safe, the Rupert Murdochs? But even the so-called leftist establishment, do you really want to overthrow the whole country and bring in hardcore tyranny? You think you're going to be safe in a Leninist, Stalinist, Maoist type system just because you've got villas in Switzerland? And you think you can get out of the country? Most of you that are part of this system are going to lose your prosperity, lose your bank accounts. 99% of you that helped bring this in will be screwed over by it. So even if you're an immoral psychopath, even if you're an immoral establishment type out there, or Rupert Murdoch, who's played ball with the globalists and played both sides of the fence and promoted global warming on Fox TV and all this anti-family stuff, you've worked with them, Murdoch. You've played both sides and come out on top doing it. If you keep playing both sides, you're going to lose everything. Mark my words, News Corp. Mark my words, everybody else. You either stand up for basic freedom now, or you're going to lose your butt as well. It is liberty, it is due process, it is prosperity that we're going to lose. A moral country is wealthy and virtuous. a virtuous country is wealthy and successful. You guys have cheated a lot to get where you're at, but not all of you are pure evil. And so you better reform the country now, right the ship now, fix the nation now. We need to see a total Tea Party sweep of the Republican Party, and we need to see more people run. There's some good folks running as Democrats. In fact, I want to get some of them on. One of them runs an ad here on the network, not with me, but with the network. And I know she's got some good policies. So we need to see this happen.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The best free fuel stoves on the market for disasters and survival are Silverfire. Its clean cook stove technology allows you to pasteurize emergency drinking water, cook a meal, or sanitize your cookware with just twigs. A U.S. veteran-owned company, Silverfire's mission is emergency and recreation cooking products. Made of quality stainless steel, Silverfire's wide line of indoor and outdoor models range from solo backpack models to large family units. Cook cleanly and for free. Get yours today at silverfire.us. That's silverfire.us.
Watching you. Sunday, even though Memorial Day is coming up on Monday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, when I add that point. I am Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to open the phones up in the next segment. Right now, let's go to Ted Cruz. Democratic senators want to repeal the First Amendment. I'm telling you, the only way Ted Cruz can get the poll position from Rand Paul, who at the CPAC poll, but also Gallup polls, is the leader for the Republican presidential nomination right now. And obviously that can change down the road, but Rand Paul is the leader in every poll. Ted Cruz is next. But Ted Cruz is gaining. Ted Cruz is gaining because he is sounding more hardcore than Rand Paul. And the reason I say this is not because I'm picking favorites, even though I know the polls really good and know Rand Paul very well. I want to see Rand Paul elected president. That's why I don't even pressure him to come on my show. And I'll just shut my mouth right there at that point. But the polls know all this, okay? It's just they're very gentlemanly, reserved people, which plays well with the Senate and the elite. But at the same time, when you're faced with an incredible tyranny and you're faced with the Democrats wanting to end free speech, that's what they're doing. So if it sounds radical, but it's true, you got to say it. I mean, I go into my crew all the time and I go, that headline's not sensational enough. I don't care if it sounds like the National Enquirer. This stuff is extreme. In New York State, they're moving to give 12-year-olds sex changes, whether the parents want it or not. The headline should be, state sexualizes children, pushes sex changes on them. Or I can't even come up with a headline sensational enough. What, are you against sex changes? I saw where they fired some talk show host in upstate New York because they called it nut job. I think it's nut job that we have a state giving sex changes to 12-year-olds without parental consent. Look, if somebody thinks they're a woman and that whatever, I'm not against you. I'm not obsessed with sex. I'm not repressed. But let me tell you, you got a bunch of people that were repressed growing up, and they're going to the other end of the spectrum now, wanting to make me pay for your sex change? Uh-uh. That'd be like if I wanted a sexual enlargement, or you wanted it, making people pay for the expensive surgery. I've read they have those. I feel like I need, you know, or how about I feel like I need a nose job? I think my nose is too big. I want you to pay for a $20,000 nose job. I mean, because it's sexual in nature, we're discriminatory if you don't pay for it. See how we've been guilted into all this garbage, and now we're being guilted into giving up our free speech so they can pass laws? If you don't like what the talk show host says about transvestites or transgender people, then don't support their sponsors and let them know. That's the First Amendment way to do it. Not get them fired. You people are out of control fascist. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Ted Cruz telling it like it is. Okay? We're only going to beat these people by saying you're not liberal. You're not progressive in a classical sense. You people are dangerous. You people are a sick cult. You people want to take our free speech, you're a danger. Here's Ted Cruz.
When you think it can't get any worse, it does. This year, I'm sorry to tell you, the United States Senate is going to be voting on a constitutional amendment to repeal the First Amendment. I am telling you, I am not making this up. Senator Chuck Schumer has announced the Senate Democrats are scheduling a vote on a constitutional amendment to give Congress the plenary power, the unlimited authority to regulate political speech. Because elected officials have decided they don't like it when the citizenry has the temerity to criticize what they've done. They don't like it when pastors in their community stand up and speak the truth. And it makes their lives inconvenient when they're not standing for principle, and actually that's pointed out back home. And I'll note this amendment, which has 41 Democratic senators as co-sponsors. 41 Democrats have signed on to repealing the First Amendment.
That's right. We're going to go to break. By the way, that guy is such presidential material right there. I mean, can you imagine having him instead of Barack Obama? Oh, it's just unbelievable. I mean, I'm sorry. Ted Cruz just does wonderful thing after wonderful thing. I'm really getting sold on Ted Cruz.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. In tomorrow's today's worship, we'll be gone.
For the last 100 years, we've been under the dictatorship of the private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve. And we've been meeting the new boss, same as the old boss, for a long time. Where it doesn't matter who we elect president. The corporate interest, the bureaucracy, continues its operation. But now the globalists are getting ready to fully overthrow all vestiges of freedom, all vestiges of normal human activity, and have a revolution, a technological overwrite of humanity. And so, as the WHO said, we won't get fooled again. I tip my hat to the new Constitution. But with Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and others, I guarantee you, if they get in office, the system will try to compromise them as president or vice president. And they'll have to play some ball or be fully destroyed just because we're so deep into this evil and so domesticated. Ron Paul has a 20-year plan. to get us out of socialism and communism and corporatism on top of it. But, you see, we're in a perfect storm where either total evil is going to take over, and that normally happens at this point, historically, and cannibalism politically sets in, and societies implode, or we have a renaissance out of this, and the West has done this more than any other cultural region. We've also been some of the worst people in the West. That's oft how it is. The best and worst will be in a people, in a group, in a culture. The heights and the lows will be found, the extremes. If the establishment and large swaths of it are concerned, I can tell you, makes the decision they don't want to destroy the family, they don't want to wreck everything, they want to admit there's covert eugenics programs going on, they want to admit the technocracy is mentally ill, and admit how much trouble we're in, we can reform ourselves. Russia isn't perfect and is basically a gangster culture, a very patriotic culture. Patriotic means paternal, male-based. Russia's paying people to have kids. They're against eugenics. They have top state-run talk show hosts that talk about the New World Order and cancer viruses and the vaccines. Russia's been through 90 years of hell. And so there's a real need to follow Alexander Solzhenitsyn. There's a real need to try to reform things through a nationalistic Russia. We could reform things and be 10 times greater than Russia's trying to be, because we haven't gone through 90 years of pure hell yet. Oh, we will. It'll be 20 years of technocratic hell, not 90 years. Everything's compressed now in the modern age. If the establishment, large sections of it, decide to be sane, decide to not be nihilistic, decide to not be an authoritarian race to get full technocratic control so you can then battle each other for control of the life extension levers, we can instead export excess population and dangerous experimental colonies off-world via free market and free will. There'll be plenty of people that sign up to go on incredibly dangerous missions. We can literally do anything together. But we got to be honest about how the world works and stop hoarding the knowledge and the data to a tiny elite, because you don't want other people involved in the decision-making process. The decision to wall off technological development for only the elite will end up boomeranging back on you. And I know you know that, and your algorithms show that. And I'm not saying anything's going to be perfect. But we have to make the decision to try to be pro-human. Because if pro-human decisions aren't put into the equation, there's no way humanity will not be destroyed as we know it. Even if we try to do the right thing and be measured in what's happening, we don't have a lot of really good options for the general population, especially because of the decisions that have been made in Western global architecture in the last 160-year plan. It's so built into the system now that unless we try to build in algorithms and developments that can somehow create something new out of what you've already set in motion, the only way to describe the technological terror we're about to enter is pure Satanism. And I'm mainly talking to the establishment right now. If you're a new listener and don't understand what I'm talking about, I'm not trying to say I'm over your head or anything. It's just that, let me just put it to you this way. You're not in Kansas anymore, and you need to grow up and really realize that there's things a lot more important than the NFL and Miley Cyrus. Now, I want to get into the TSA developments. I want to get more into Ted Cruz. I want to get more into Harry Reid saying Obama should basically be a dictator. I want to get into a bunch of this. But right now, I want to, as humbly as I can, talk about something really important that dovetails with the things I just covered, and then just leave it at that and send a message to somebody. I said about 2 years ago that I want to take my rule here at Infowars.com of not infighting with other libertarians or conservatives or constitutionalists. Even if we disagree with a lot of things people do, if we agree with them 60, 70, 80%, and they're not openly saying turn in the guns, openly saying get rid of the family, openly saying bring in world government, we need to work together. Because the system's coming in trying to shut down the new media that is becoming the dominant media. And my goal is to beat the tyrants. The treasure I'm seeking, what makes me tick, what floats my boat, is human liberty, justice, renaissance, and love of God, and love of innocence. I'm not some goody two-shoes either, folks. I just love justice. I love honor. I love being a good man. And I grew up thinking everybody was like my family. Turned out people were laughing at me and thought I was a fool because I was a good man, because I was honorable. People learn to cheat, ladies and gentlemen. They think they're smart because they're cheating. The truth is, being honorable is all there is in life. The truth is, I can be just as evil, just as wicked, and then some than bad people, because they don't have the perspective of good. I can go beyond your evil. That's called wisdom. The knowledge to dominate is nothing compared to the wisdom to understand in the full context of what it will do. But I've been immature. I've been on air 19 years, and it's certainly been a growing process. I've been a train wreck. So I apologize to everyone for the things I've done, whether it's been perceived or real. The reason I'm concerned about Glenn Beck right now is because I can identify federal talking points. And the fact that he's putting them out the way he is really says something bad. And he said a lot of lies about me the last few months and basically is trying to tell radio stations not to carry my show. And is trying to damage the InfoWars operation and free speech. He says I want violence. He says I was behind the Bundy racist comments. I played the clips. I'm not going to play them again. He says that I'm Malcolm X and that he's Martin Luther King. And then misrepresents what Malcolm X stood for. At the end, Malcolm X was pretty much nonviolent. He was always, I have a right to defend myself. That's not offensive violence. But yesterday, and we got sent the clip by multiple affiliates, I didn't even listen to all of it. I had the guys do me a transcript because I just can't listen to it, quite frankly. It makes me want to cry. Because Glenn Beck's a very talented, smart person, has so much potential, and is a great actor. And I mean that. He admits he's an actor. He likes to be an actor. He puts on some great stage shows. I'm not in competition with Glenn Beck, and I'm not going to respond to it anymore. I told my crew don't attack him anymore. They did a promo where MSNBC and CNN's attacking me, saying I'm a conspiracy theorist and must be stopped. And then we play a clip of Glenn Beck saying he's a conspiracy theorist, you know, all the rest of it. Showing the talking point, I'm going to have that ad taken down. I'm going to take the uber high road. I'm not going to talk about Glenn Beck anymore. But what he did is basically say yesterday, I'm going to destroy the Tea Party. So that when the establishment demonizes the Tea Party, I will be blamed. When in truth, he's trying to lead it down a rat hole and obviously working for the Republican establishment. And the tactics he uses are spending 20 minutes on it. A part of a segment, another segment. And Breitbart did the same thing. Here's the headline. McDaniel supporter arrested for sneaking into Mississippi Senator Thad Cochran's wife's nursing home room. Well, I mean, I think if the incumbent's not taking care of his wife, I'm not alleging that. That's the type of stuff you would want to investigate. Clayton Thomas Kelly, 28, of Pearl, allegedly photographed Rose Cochran, whose incapacitated with progressive dementia. Now, I don't know if it was bad what he did or good. I don't know. But this is what Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, State Department, MSNBC, White House-run Media Matters do. My show reaches 15 million people. It's more than that now. In fact, we've looked at some numbers. It's probably 18 million a week one way or another right now, okay? Basically, half the population knows who I am now. This show's big. They can go on anybody's computer or Twitter or Facebook or website, and most people who are politically involved are going to have my stuff on their website one way or another. They went on to basically say, this guy's my reporter, and that I have reporters embedded everywhere, and that InfoWars snuck into the nursing room. Because on the guy's website, he's got some of my videos. According to Beck, I didn't go look. That's like the Marine who got a dishonorable discharge, Richard Poplawski in Pittsburgh, who shot three cops dead. Within 2 hours of him being arrested, they had his computer, and on the news they said he did it for Alex Jones. And had someone, it turned out, was not his friend and didn't know him, saying on the news he did it for Alex Jones. This is a pattern. So I instantly know how to recognize these patterns now. Where he's following the exact script that I'm going to cause violence, and when there's violence, it's my fault. So when there's a false flag, I get blamed. His YouTube page included videos featuring Alex Jones. We did go to his YouTube page. We couldn't find his site. And on the side, YouTube said these are recommended. In fact, I forgot to give that to you this morning. Go look up his YouTube and it'll show it. They're not even his videos. YouTube, because the guy's politically involved as a libertarian, it displays what's similar. That's how that works. Google works that way. They own YouTube. So I should have made that point. I'm not guilty of this. I didn't go in the nursing room. None of my crew did. And Glenn Beck knows that. And he went on and said, you know, no one involved in my network, radio, you name it, needs to be involved with Alex Jones. None of my listeners, he's a bad guy. And none of these radio stations. I mean, because he knows I'm on a bunch of the same stations. So the stations, I'm not attacking Glenn Beck. I mean, is he your boss? Do I get turned off the radio because he says, because he's God? And Glenn Beck really opens himself up here. If he was successful and got me kicked off radio stations, I'm not going to pursue it, but it is torturous interference. It's warfare against me. And what did Media Matters say they would do to Drudge, they would do to Fox, they would do to InfoWars? And I'm not saying Fox is perfect, but they lump us in together. They said, we're going to infiltrate, we're going to destroy them. And all I know is this guy quotes Media Matters quotes one after the next. And I'm done talking about it. And I have to respond when a show that big, reaching millions, you know, 6, 7, 8 million a day, is doing that. I mean, that's a big deal. But what really concerns me is I recognize what it is. And I don't know if he's getting fed it by the White House or if they're smart enough to just copy what Media Matters is saying and to go with government talking points, but it really is a bad... And then he goes and laughs at me and says, no one here ever worked for the CIA, and laughs when at least two of his senior people on record were in information warfare at the CIA. And he even names one of them and says he was never in the CIA. I mean, I heard like 3 minutes of this. I had to go out of the room, folks. The preying on the audience, like they're stupid, was really freaked me out. I'm going to say this. I'm going to take the high road. I don't want callers calling in about this. I'm going to have that one ad, which I already meant to do. This has been running for a week, that has Glenn Beck's voice on it, calling me a conspiracy theorist. It also calls me dangerous and evil. I want it taken down. Okay, yeah, and then we're going to have a new one with it replaced with a clip of them saying Alex Jones is now in a New York jail or Austin jail. We use one of those clips. This is terrible news, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Rush Limbaugh isn't perfect. He is an angel compared to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Sean Hannity's not perfect. He at least supported a free speech, property rights movement with the Bundys. All all I'm saying is, if the Republicans get in and act like Obama or the globalists, I will speak out against it. But right now, the Democrats are trying to extinct free speech in this country. They're trying to totally take over and create a dictatorship of their party. And I'll vote for a ham sandwich over them, okay? They're that dangerous. They're going for everything. They're persecuting people for their free speech, Dinesh D'Souza and many others. They're going to come after everybody. And I'll just say this in closing to Glenn Beck. Dude, you better get over your fear, because I happen to know from you were scared to death of all those bodyguards. I know you've been threatened, and the system scared you into joining with them. You're going to be hung out to dry by the people you're working with. Just stop it right now. You know full well I didn't send somebody in to the nursing home. And you know full well that you had people listen to my show. I'm glad you had listened to my show and take our information. I go to Drudge, who posts amazing news, and use Drudge Report News. I mean, I don't hate Drudge just because he's better at finding news than I am. I admire him. I don't hate WorldNet Daily because they're as big as I am online, and they're not my competition. If we don't beat this, it's all over. Stop saying I'm for violence. Stop saying anytime somebody does something, it's my fault. And knock it off, man. Okay, I'm done. I don't want any more Glenn Beck ever on this show. But he says stuff so bad, I have to respond. I just, it's horrible. And I apologize to stations for even covering it. Even defending myself, I think, is bad. I want to take the total high road. All right, big news coming up.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listening to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My analogy. analogy with libertarians and constitutionalists is like this. It's like they're a brother I've got who I've been in a lot of fist fights with over the years and who I don't completely agree with on a lot of things, but I still love them. Compared to having Jeffrey Dahmer living next door, that's Obama and the Democrats. And I'm not going to fight with my brother over did he open his car door and ding my car and get in a fist fight with my brother while there's a guy across the street eating little kids. That's what I'm trying to say here. I mean, I really have nightmares about the New World Order. I really lay awake at night thinking how to beat them. But these people are bad. We don't want to bring in their total evil and go along with this technocratic system. A lot of people join the New World Order because they're so scared of it. I've talked to a lot of billionaires, a lot of top engineers, a lot of big company owners. I mean, routinely. A lot of rich people live in Austin. And I've not tried to get in these circles, but I'm just always like a movie brought into them. It's like that Highwayman song, and our lives were like some old Western movie. Desperados waiting for a train. I want to play that song sometime today or play part of it. He let me drive his car when he's too drunk to, and he'd wink and give me money for the girls. I mean, that's literally in the establishment. Most of them know what's going on and are literally just scared to death playing ball with the technocrats on top. And people have to stop being afraid. Because there's no future in this. By the way, they found that guy's YouTube site that Breitbart and Beck and others are trying to tie me to. Let's put it on screen. We went through more than 50 videos, and there's one video on there, amazing footage of the Bundy Ranch that somebody else copied off our site. And then one other down at the bottom of Russell Brand interview I did. There's also Fox News, CNN, C-SPAN. So why not say Fox News did it? C-SPAN did it. C-SPAN's on there, Fox News. Guess who else we were scrolling through we found? We found Rachel Maddow and Glenn Beck on there. So it's Rachel Maddow and Glenn Beck's fault that this guy went to nursing home. I mean, this is the type of stuff I'm going through, folks, and it's really uncool. We're going to start the next hour. I'm going to give the phone number out and take your calls. Coming up, Al-Qaeda terrorists at Guantanamo treated better than our vets. Harry Reid says President Obama may have to act alone on immigration and other issues. That's called dictatorship. Huge economic news, huge Fukushima news. It's all coming up. Briefly, my voice is kind of shot today. My throat feels great. Let me take my lung cleanse. Every time I get a sore throat or my larynx gets tired, I've tried honey and olive oil. It didn't work that well. I'm not just saying this. The essential oils concentrated in the lung cleanse, 3 shots. Inhale. Absolutely. Did you hear that? Did you hear that right there? Water wouldn't do it. I mean, is that a joke? Right? Did you hear half the horses go away right there? Literally, folks, that's how good this works. And I didn't do that on purpose. I just thought, hey, I've got the way to fix this right here. This works better than anything. Boom! Lung cleanse. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase supports the media organization under the most attack. I mean, I'm under withering attack. My crew is. Every dirty trick under the sun. I'm not even going to talk about it. Do you know why? I expect it. If I wasn't being attacked, it would mean I was doing my job. So please support us financially and get great products. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139 to find the t-shirts, the books, the films, the water filters, discount and promo code water. InfoWarsStore.com. Shop with the good guys. Fund the InfoWar.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball, Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Minute TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.